News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It's Monday, the 23rd. You've got, like, what, two more shopping days until Christmas? And unless you're a guy, then a guy, of course, can go in there on midnight. Can go in there on midnight this day on the 24th and shop for 15 people in 24 minutes. So, good morning. Good morning. It is... it's beginning of Christmas week, and I'm just kind of a flutter here about things we still have to do. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, Bad Bob, good morning.
And good morning, sir.
On Mondays, because, we have a number of shows here on the weekends, that we must have people that are just literally deaf.
because
I turned this thing all the way down, and they're still really high here. Anyway, let's go to our friends at Wells Fargo for our market minute from our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're 30 minutes or so into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 61 points at 16,282. The S&P 500 adding 8 points at 1826. While the NASDAQ Composite's up 25 points at 41.29. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 101 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Sprint down 14 cents at 9.71. Bank of America up 13 cents at 15.74. Ford is down a nickel at 15.38. And General Electric up 3 cents at 27.39. Of local interest, PG&E up 20 cents at $40.76. Safeway's down a nickel at $33.03. Costco down a penny at $118.52. And North Valley Bank down 24 cents at $18.75. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.91%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.38. Oil's down 40 cents a barrel at $98.91. And precious metals are mixed, with gold down $3.24 an ounce at $11.99.40, while silver's up a dime at $19.47 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 241-7561. You know what? They're here at 4 o'clock in the morning checking the Wall Street, making sure they understand everything that's going on and all the nuances and all the things that are changing. You know, this coming year is going to be an interesting year with Obamacare coming apart at the seams, with new taxes happening, new orders, new everything coming on new. I mean, every year they come with new laws, new ways of taking your money. Have somebody that you can call and talk to. And the people at Wells Fargo Advisors are really good at this. So give them a call, 243-7561. And what's the weather there, Bob?
Well, highly unseasonable, mostly sunny, a high near 70 degrees.
It was 71 yesterday.
We have an unseasonable high-pressure area parked over Northern California. It's more like a summertime pattern. It's keeping the moisture out and the temperature's up. Tonight's low around 43, sunny for Tuesday, and a high in the low 70s. And right now in Reading, we are looking at 42 degrees.
What about Christmas?
Christmas
you,
Day.
You get Christmas there someplace, right?
Yes, I do. Christmas Day, sunny and a high near 71. So go out and have a picnic on Christmas. Go out and have a barbecue.
Do you know what I was doing yesterday? You know, I've been fighting a cold ever since, you know, we can't, you know, we have so many people that are around us all the time that I was starting to get this cold. And, so yesterday I walk outside. Linda was so good. You know, she's taking care of the dog. You know, Elk Killer wants to get up. And, so, you know, Elk Killer's on a routine. Elk Killer knows at 5 o'clock we get up. At 5 o'clock, she wants to get up. So Linda's taking care of that. Anyway, yesterday I walk outside in a bathrobe, like 9 o'clock in the morning. And I just sit out there, you know, on our, you know, where we, you know, yeah, on the porch
kind of
back out
there. Thing there.
Our terrace. And I'm just laying there in the sun. I think I got a little bit of a sunburn. Laying out there on December 22nd, I'm getting a sunburn.
Well, I always joked about down in San Diego when I was down there. You'd go out and see all the girls in hot pants and stuff back when hot pants were still in style. By the way, this report, speaking of warmth, is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends.
Okay, we'll be right back in a minute. It's time. We've got this first hour. We're going to be talking about a lot of things. If you got something on your mind, this is a good time to bring it up. Things that, you know, it's getting toward the end of the year. So we want to start talking about those things that are happening, things that have happened that just offend you. I've got some things here that have happened. But the other thing I want to talk about, of course, is Enterprise Hornets and the Chaminade Eagles in the game Saturday. It was much more than just that score. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is retired Senior Chief Rob Burrows with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. Military budgets are often already stretched to their limits and do not contain a lot of money for buying Christmas food and presents. However, military families are also some of the most deserving people during the holiday season. To help thank these military families for the sacrifices made year-round, Homeward Bound offers a program to make Christmas possible for deserving military families, especially those with children who deserve to have a joy-filled Christmas. Military families who would like to participate in this program and can show proof of need may submit their wish lists to Homeward Bound. Phone number is 378-2280. And remember, get your application in as soon as possible because spaces fill up fast. If you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound for our military family Christmas, remember 100% of your donation goes to food and toys this holiday season to our Northern California veterans and their families. Thank you for supporting Homeward Bound Military Family Christmas.
So, Chris, Second Tuesday meets at the Cottonwood Eatery, January 14th.
Don't they bite?
That would be a snake. This is that great little eatery in Cottonwood.
Hence the name Cottonwood Eatery. Don't they have great home-style dinners and wonderful desserts?
Yes, they do. Won't you please join us Tuesday, January 14th for great food and good company at the Cottonwood Eatery on Front Street in Cottonwood. And 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. It's Christmas week, my friends. Good morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're talking, about what's happening now, what's happening this year. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, our friends there. Discounts always for veterans. And, you know, they take care of veterans, unlike some of our people in Congress. We'll talk about that later. But Espresso Joe's with great coffee. And you can get great ideas for gifts down there from, you know, for coffee beans, for all of those things, of course. And then walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Right at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Colonel. Hey, I got my Christmas present early over the weekend on the deck of the USS Midway in San Diego.
Tell us about it. I know you're excited.
Yeah, I am. It'll last quite a while, too. I got to watch my stepson, Adam Anderson, get commissioned as an ensign, along with, I think, 12 other Navy personnel, 6 Army, and 3 or 4 Marines, administered the oath by a Brigadier General from the Marines who's with the, some detachment down there. I don't remember what it was. It was a wonderful ceremony.
Well, that's great. So now he...
Great day on the deck of that great carrier.
Well, the carrier's down there. People can go down there and take tours through there and all that.
Absolutely.
Well, it was a big day, you know, and you've got a lot to be proud of right there.
Yep, he's headed off to Pensacola to learn to fly a jet.
Whoa, gonna be a Top Gun kind of guy, huh?
Well, kinda. I think he's looking at co-pilot navigator.
Okay.
That's what he was saying.
NFO, Naval Flight Officer. They're the ones that run all the electronics in the fight. That's
there you go.
That's
there
Goose.
You go.
If there's Maverick, then there's Goose. Oh.
There you go.
Well, congratulations again, and thanks for sharing that with all of us.
Well, you're more than welcome. I wanted to bring you up to speed on it. Won't get to do it again because he's already an officer. So.
There you go. The world's most dangerous weapon, a second lieutenant or an ensign.
Yeah, I believe that. I'll pass that on to him for his team tomorrow.
Okay. All right. You take care, right. Coach Bob.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, you know, where the term shave tail came from, Bad Bob?
Shave tail. I've heard it. I did not know the origins.
Well, they talk about lieutenants as being shave tails. It has to do with when they were, it goes back to the times when they were using mules in the army and military, is that a mule that you weren't quite sure what it was going to do. It could kick or things like this wasn't trained completely you didn't really know how it was going to react. You shaved the top of its tail so people could see so they wouldn't get right behind it. Mm. A lot of times. So, a mark of inexperience or training. That's the,
be darned.
Lieutenants got called, second lieutenants were called shave tails.
I heard much worse things called for, seconds and ensigns and such.
Well, let me tell you something. You can talk about the NCOs or the backbone of the Corps, but I tell you what, without those junior officers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If the NCOs are the backbone, then the, blood is, those young officers who put their lives out there.
Butter bars need love too.
Hey, tell me about it. Not only that, okay, let's talk a couple minutes about the game Saturday. Enterprise Hornets, you know what? Good kids down there. Playing in the biggest game of their lives. And they were against a team that is, let's just face it, that team has had, had weapons of mass destruction out there on the field. I mean, we talked about how the Hornets were bigger, on paper than Chaminade. You know, maybe we were on paper, but when you're out there and they're looking in the lines and that front line of the, of Chaminade, they've got a young man in there, 6'5", 300 pounds. I know we've got some big kids too, but then their quarterback, I think he's what, 6'5", and he's got a full ride to the University of Miami. And there's a reason for this. This young man can throw the ball the length of the football field, and he's got a set of twin brothers that, one of them's going to University of Oklahoma, I believe, who can catch the ball. And it's just the fact is that our guys were just outmatched. It wasn't because of heart. They were fighting to the very end, as evidenced by the fact that they scored a touchdown in the last 20 seconds of the game. Now, let's talk, let's give some credit where credit's due. I don't know what the coach's name is, of Chaminade, but here's a class act. There's the clock just keeps running in the last 2 minutes of the game. You can't stop the clock.
Right.
And I don't know why that reason is, but it's been around for a while. I didn't know that, you know, that was the way it was in high school. Well, Chaminade put in their second string quarterback, who was taller than any member of our team too, but put in their second string quarterback. There was a fumble with 28 seconds left down on their 10-yard line or 12-yard line. Our guy's still fighting. I mean, they got the ball back, and the Enterprise comes in with their second string quarterback. In fact, his dad was here on Wednesday before he went down, and who's the athletic director. Anyway, there wasn't going to be enough time. They just couldn't get it together because it was a big changeover and all that, and the time was clicking off. The Chaminade coach, and we had no timeouts left, the coach of the Chaminade Eagles called a timeout. And what did that do? That allowed Enterprise to get their to talk, get it together, get a plan, and get out there on the field. And when the ball was snapped, They came after the quarterback. Quarterback threw a ball into the air into the end zone, and our player outleaped everybody. Number 10, outleaped everybody. He's played just a great game, and caught the ball for a touchdown.
Hmm.
But they couldn't have done that without the coach of Chaminade calling timeout, is the way I understood it. So I can't say enough about that, about great sportsmanship from Chaminade. So, of course, at that point, it was, 30-something. Yeah. Anyway. But
just the fact that they made it to the big dance.
They did it. They got there. They played for the state championships. And then I also heard is that Chaminade's moving up to another division. They're too good for being in this division because of their ability to, they recruit from all over. It's a private school, a lot of money there. But our guys were there. And you know what? And the spirit was there. And we've got nothing to be but proud of our men. Our young men from Enterprise. All right, we'll take a quick break.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is doing plumbing work today. I love it when a woman can do that. Time is 7:26. 42 degrees. 42 degrees out there. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're on KCNR1460.com. Redding Spray Service. That's right, our friends there with 20 years of experience. Pest control, weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments, they get it right. 221-3007, 221-3007, or check out their website, reddingspray.com. Good people there. All right, Are you, what are you ready for? You ready for me to go off on Obamacare? How about the veterans? How about, I'll do veterans. 2015 is when that 1% cut for the veterans. Okay, here's what we're talking about. Under the budget, part of the way that they were going to do take every year, you know, you get a cost of living increase. Because the cost of living increases every year, and then if you retire, you know, within that 20 years, if they don't do something about it, you could lose 50% of your buying capability. It's just everybody does it. Well, not everybody does it now, because what they're going to do is, if you retire, that if you're under the age of 62, starting in 2015, unless there's a change, they are not, the government has voted, your House of Representatives and your Senate has voted to cut that cost of living allowance by 1%. So if the cost of living goes up, say, 2%, and it has gone up 2%, then you will get 1% of that. So you'll lose 1% over the time it takes you to retire to the time you hit age 62. Now, when they tried to do this, remember when, under that Proposition A and B that we had here, or that, you know, that election we had a couple years ago about cutting back, you know, having the unions pay more and these kind of things. And then they found out that you can't vote something in that's in a contract that they've already signed. You can't just change the contract arbitrarily. And I agree with that. You can't change a contract arbitrarily. However, the government doesn't have a signed contract with their veterans. No. Nema, as they say in Croatia. You don't have a signed contract. What you have is what you believe is the contract that, the only contract in there is when, for the veteran, when he signs his name and takes his oath to the country, to our Constitution, to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And isn't it funny how they put that in there? Against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Anyway, and so what they're doing is, because there is no contract, there is no union, hey, let's just change the rules on these guys. And we're not talking about just anybody. We're talking people that have put their lives on the line for 20 years, a minimum of 20 years. And, you know, they could be wounded. They could be disabled. They could have anything wrong with them. And what we're going to do is cut their pay, is cut what they have coming to them, that they've, you know, this cost of living. Now, we're going to reinstate it back when they're 62, But still, within, even Ryan admits he'll lose $100,000, even more, $124,000 over a period of time. Well, you know, with, gosh, what about these guys that retire at age, you know, 38? Well, okay, they came in at age, let's just talk about a guy that comes in. Say a guy came in at age 18. Let's just say 20. Let's just say age 20 in 2000 and enlisted. And has been in now 13 years. So he's got 7 years left to go. Right? Well, 6 years next year. So 2000. So in this, if he's your typical grunt, he's been deployed in combat probably four times. So in this time, in this 10 years, or this 13 years, he's been deployed, let's say for 4 years of that in combat. So what has he missed? Well, let me see. How about Christmas? How about birthdays? How about anniversaries? How about births of their children? How about deaths? How about can't be to that funeral? How about every holiday that Americans enjoy that the veterans don't take because they are deployed? And for this, after 20 years, they don't get what they had before when I first enlisted. It's less. And now they've been, okay, so now they, see, he's a disabled veteran and retired medically. So he gets a cut. There's no provisions in there for him not to take a cut. So now you're going to do it to disabled veterans. So is this fair? Oh, we've got to make cuts. Well, why don't you just close the illegal loophole or close the loophole for illegal aliens taking the Child Credit Act? That's going to save $7 billion a year. What about that one? You want to make $7 billion a year? Well, there you go. You don't do it on the backs of veterans. Oh, they're going to give it back to them. Well, we don't know that because once you make a change, you can make any change then. Oh gosh, you know that there's no war going on. Oh, but there is a war going on. There are still people being hurt, injured. You see, oh, nobody's been killed. What about the ones that have lost a hand or a foot? Or had a traumatic brain injury lately? You don't see those because they don't want you to see those. So, you know what, when it gets right down to it, is you want to have a budget, then don't balance it on the backs of veterans. Not in this. You know what? If you're still in the service, hey, you're getting ready to retire next year or 5 years, this is what's going to happen. But to do it on the ones who have already retired, that could have 10 years of retirement. Oh, but you know what? They've all got jobs. No, they all don't have jobs. It's veterans unemployment. Is that like 15 or 16%? Much higher than it is for other people because, well, who knows why? You know, the Obama administration cries crocodile tears about this. Cries crocodile tears. Oh, we're going to take care of our veterans. We're going to take care of our veterans. They don't do it. They're liars. They're liars. Just like Bush's taking care of veterans. You know, he does. He goes and visits, but what did he do for the VA? What did he do about all the ones who were backed up? And the Obama administration has 6 years to fix this. They're liars. They're not fixing it. We'll be right back. Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
What would you do with an extra $500 during the holidays? At North Valley Bank, we'd like to help you find out. Simply enter our Win Big Holiday Debit Card Contest for your chance to win $500. That's right. Each time you make a purchase with your North Valley Bank debit card this season, you're automatically entered to win $500. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photos of our winners on our website at NOVB.com. Start shopping now with your North Valley Bank debit card, and you might win big this holiday season. Debit cards are safe and easy to use, so make ours your card of choice. North Valley Bank, member FDIC. No purchase or account necessary. See official contest rules on NOVD.com for more details on how to enter. Must be at least 18 to enter. Contest ends January 5th, 2014.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is doing plumbing work today, and I just love that. You know, I'm feeling very taken care of when she's taking care of the plumbing. 605-4567. It is, it's our phone numbers, and it is 7:34 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Grant at Mike Huber. You know, you're looking for something to buy for Christmas, and you just think, well, he's got these cutting boards made of granite that are just outstanding. Plus, of course, the Forever Furniture. And I bet he's probably got a lucky smoker out there someplace that you could probably get for Christmas, because you don't know what to get for that special person in your life, and that's pretty special. Estate Granite and Things, Granite Kitchens, Bathroom Makeovers, Forever Furniture. And then, of course, like I said, you know, that, get something for the person that doesn't have it in their kitchen. They may already have a granite or a kitchen or something like that, but get them the granite, cutting block. It's really cool. Give them a call, 241-7866, or check out his website, Estate Granite and Things. All right. By the way, Isaiah Matthews for the Enterprise Hornets ran for well over 100 yards in that game on Saturday. The young man just kept going. I mean, he was the bright spot. And otherwise, maybe, you know, it was a game of, you know, they kept fighting and kept fighting, but Isaiah Matthews never, never gave up. And he kept running. And he was like, I talk about an Energizer, the Energizer Rabbit. He'd get hit and those legs would keep moving, and he kept running. Isaiah Matthews did a great job. Our whole team did. Our whole team did a wonderful job, did a great job in getting into the state championships. Hasn't happened before. Can't say enough about him. Last time I'll talk about him today. Probably. Okay, we talked about our friends and, you know, what they're doing to veterans. Bad Bob.
Yes?
You look like you had something you had to say there. You wanted to say.
Whatever it was, it went away.
Have you got all your Christmas shopping done?
Do I? Most of it, yeah. Yeah, we're keeping it low-key this year. It's items of... You see, my stepmom and my mom, they're into gift count, you know, that everybody has to get the same number, even if, as was the case one year, just something to be wrapped up consisted of one of the free publications. It was 101 things to do in Humboldt County, and it was in gift wrap and it had a bow on it, but it kept the gift count even, and that's really big to my mom, and we're not into that. We're into, you know, finding things that we know that somebody's going to appreciate, and usually it's something of a nature of not another piece of junk to lay around the house and maybe quietly re-gift, something that they can use.
Well, you know, I did, you know, a long time ago, I tried that with a special other, a long time ago, where I just wrapped up things that, you know, that I thought were kind of humorous. You know, that.
That can be dangerous.
It was dangerous. didn't work. I mean, but I thought it was like funny, but they didn't think it was funny. And so I learned my lesson. I mean, this was decades ago. So, but see, it can work with parents. It can't, it was, you know, one day, I had one Christmas where I was a young person, and underneath the tree is a saddle for my sister. Mm. All types of great things. I had a coconut. It was wrapped up coconut.
A coconut.
It was wrapped up. And that was it. Maybe a package of underwear, because they always give you kids underwear. And I'm looking at my sister, scored a saddle, bridle, you know, she had a horse and all this other stuff, great stuff. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm thinking, well, okay, you know, maybe. And then my mom points out, she says, you didn't look at the tree. And on the tree, I'm looking at this, and it's like a hobby horse, like a card. And I opened it up, and it says, look outside. And they had gotten me a new horse.
Aww.
With the saddle and the bridle and everything on it. Yeah, so it all evened out right then. So, yeah. But that was a very memorable Christmas. And the horse proceeded to throw me like four times on the way up to where we were keeping it at. But it was okay. It was my horse. And it was, you know. Anyway, enough of that. Okay, what's the weather look like here for Christmas? Get your t-shirts out.
It is not beginning to look a lot like Christmas. In fact, it is mostly sunny, a high near 68 today, partly cloudy, low around 43, 72 on Tuesday. Christmas Day will be again sunny and a high near 71, 39 degrees. We've had a little bit of dip right now here in Reading, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends.
Okay, so don't leave your dog in the car on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
It can overheat.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? All right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about Duck Dynasty again, because things that are happening. Then I want to talk about an editorial in the paper that they are telling people to disobey the law in print. We'll be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take your used cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Waste Facility and dispose of it absolutely free. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201 and enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Winter's finally here. If you have not done your Christmas shopping yet, we got you covered. A new kerosene heater. We have them all, from the on-demand water heaters to the big Toyotomi 73s and down to the little portables. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can shop online, order, pay your bill, or just check out our heaters. We have ethanol-free 93 for all the snow machines and chainsaws, and also gift certificates for everything we sell and deliver. On another note, Northern California Veterans Museum is doing a fundraiser Saturday, February 1st, 2014 at the Wind River Casino at 4:30 p.m. You can pick up tickets at Jones Fort here in Redding or North Valley Bank on Cypress at the Home Loan Center. They'd appreciate your help. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, have a happy holidays, and thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Call in the bar. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Give us a call. We're in our chat room at KCNR1460.com. It's Christmas week. It's a little bit slow. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater. Their spring water is drawn from protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, hence Mount Shasta spring water. For more information, call them at 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website at mountshastaspringwater.com. Let's go Duck Dynasty. I just love this. Duck Dynasty.
Been quite the buzz in the talk.
I tell you what, this is the latest here. You ever heard of the Cracker Barrel? It's a chain of stores, you know, it's up like good old country stuff. You can get that country gravy on everything. Get it on your hamburgers, get it on your lasagna, get it on your spaghetti. You can put that gravy everywhere and you can buy all this rustic kind of stuff from the Cracker Barrel stores. Well, last Friday, Cracker Barrel says, well, you know, we can't put Phil Robertson's stuff out. We're pulling that off our shelves. We're leaving the rest of the Duck Dynasty stuff out because that sells and we make money off that, but we're going to pull Phil's off.
Pandering.
Anyway, so when that happened, they made this announcement. Well, Sunday, that was Friday. Sunday, they made the second announcement. Oh, did we make a big mistake? And we're sorry. We listened to our customers. They were inundated with social media, phone calls, emails, you name it, who just took them to task about what they did, about stifling a man's right to say what he believes in the Christian sense, whether you agree with it or not. But then what they were doing was censoring him, and Cracker Barrel apologized and restocked. Happy, 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 onto the shelves. Phil Robertson's book. And anything that with his face on it.
The part that chilled me was the statement by the person from GLAAD who said, well, we'll get him in line. Excuse me? That's a little 1930s Germany talk there.
Well, next thing you know.
Get them in line.
Well, that's, and I tell you what, because they're from the South and they're these rednecks, let's just paint their, you know, instead of putting the yellow, you know, star on them, Star of David on their chest, why don't we just paint their foreheads red so we can identify these people so we can, you know, that, how about this? How about the war on Christianity in Christ? Do you see anybody, they're taking out billboards that say, keep the Mary, but take out this belief in a, you know, a magic person in the sky. Well, how, you know, and you're seeing, okay, take the cross out of this, take that. You know, and they're going after Christmas and Christians. I don't see the same atheists going after Muhammad.
Most because they'd lose their heads over.
I don't see them saying, take a Buddha away. People that believe in that as their deity. How come they're not doing that? Why is it just Christianity in Christ? Why don't you, if you're going to do it, let's go across the boards there, big guys. Why don't you, I tell you what, why don't you go to a mosque, outside a mosque, in protest? Wait a minute. That can't do that. Why? And it's interesting that if you're taking billboards up against, you know, Christ, Christianity, Christmas, then it should be also Muhammad and Islam and Buddha and Buddhism and Hinduism and these other religions, because they all believe in that and their deities in the, you know, and that their deities are the sons of God in their own, you know, in their sense. So why not that? Why is it just Christianity? Is it because it's an easy target? Well, it is an easy target. because it's almost like you have to apologize for being a Christian nowadays. It's almost like you have to apologize for saying things like, you know, like Phil Robertson said. He believes in, you know, he believes this. He believes this from his readings of the Bible, and so he said it. So what? That's his beliefs. You know, other people have other beliefs. If you don't like it, then you know what? You don't read it. You don't listen to it. You don't tune it in on the TV. You just ignore it. Instead of being the top-rated show, if this causes enough consternation, it'll be the lowest-rated show, and then it just goes away. But it's not. It's the highest-rated show, and there's a reason for it, because there are family values there. There's a family that stays together. There's a family that, at night, they get together around the table as a family, and they pray, and they thank God, and they thank Jesus Christ for what they have, for the bounties they have, and then they have dinner together. It's a family that stays together. And you look at it, they stay together. And one of the problems we have in American society today is we don't have families that stay together like this. You have 75% of ethnic groups' children being born to a single parent. 75%. I don't make these numbers up. And you have others. You have so many that are being born to, you know, just single mothers. There is no family unit. And the family unit can provide the protection and can provide the guidance and the leadership that these kids need. What is everybody that comes into our station and talks about? Why they're trying to catch kids at an early age? And the reason is, so they can give them the guidance and the leadership and break the cycle of domestic violence in their lives, or break the drug addiction in their lives, or break what's happening in their lives, break that cycle so they can teach them how to live and how to live a productive life. But you catch them early. So how do you do that? It's with a family unit. And everybody says the same thing. They need a family unit that's strong and productive. So you have one here. You may not agree with what he says biblically, but you have a family unit here. Why should those people be attacked for that? And attacked they are. So how do you handle something like this? Well, the way you handle something like this is, did I go out and buy a happy, happy, happy or a t-shirt with, with the Ducks Unlimited on it? No. Not Ducks Unlimited, Duck Dynasty on it. No. But what I do is I do talk and say, hey, he has a right to say this. This is under the First Amendment. And also, I believe in the fact that he's a Christian. He has a right to say these things. I don't have to agree with everything he says, but I do agree with the right he has to say it. We'll be right back.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything, because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood, because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl in the bot, Linda's doing the plumbing today. You know what? You gotta love that. She's taking care of that. Good morning, my friends. December the 23rd. Oh my gosh.
I would hasten. She's not the one there with the Stilson wrench and
Still, she would if she had to. Reading Crown Motors, our friends down there. That's right, your local Lincoln, Dodge Ram, Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealership. Reading Crown Motors giving you great deals. And you know what? They've got a bunch of sales going to the end of the year. This is a chance. Pick surprise. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new, previously owned. You want it, they got it. And their service department is just outstanding. So give them a call, 223-2177. Or just like I said, stop by. Bring that car in there. They're going to give you a great trade-in, if that's what it takes. And they want to sell you a car, truck, or SUV. Reading Crown Motors. I don't know. Which way should I go here on this one? Okay.
Carefully.
Okay, I'm going to go on this one. Fort Bragg. Home of the Special Forces, home of Delta and a couple other ones, airborne units. The base chapel at the home of the Army's 82nd Airborne Division in the Green Berets is opening for same-sex ceremonies. Major Daniel Tubman and Jonathan Taylor celebrated their marriage Sunday in the main post chapel on Fort Bragg with more than 100 family members and friends. They had been married in Washington, D.C. in August, however, because North Carolina law bars gay marriage. For me, it was my hope that someday before I retired, I might see the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. He's 44 years old, Major Tubman is, and is commander and conductor of the Army Ground Forces Band at Fort Bragg. And by the way, they are recruited. Band members for the main bands are recruited on their ability to play instruments. And they go through a special training. And Coach Bob, you're here listening, so I'm not sure if it's, you can come right out of the ranks, but a lot of them are recruited because of their musical ability. And that's just what they do in the service. They play the instruments. Significant other, because I'm not sure which one is which here, is 24. He's 44. He's in the, and is 24 and is a registered nurse and a pre-med student. So, it makes the paper.
Congratulations.
And, you know, at some point it won't make the papers anymore, and that's okay. Bruce Ross, I can't get to Bruce today. It was about an editorial he wrote. And I agree with it in part, but in other ways, it's a law, but you know, wink, wink, nod, nod, you don't really have to obey it. But see, as soon as it's a law, it can be enforced, which means people then can come into your house and look at things. And it's about, conservation of water, which is not an unimportant topic, because as Bob has said here several times, that the way that we're doing right now, we're set up for what, fire season beginning in April now?
If not earlier. I mean, the big fire they just had down in Big Sur was a warning shot. There is no moisture getting into those upper mountains, and the aquifers are not recharging. The lake is going to be down severely unless something changes dramatically in the next couple of months.
We have already gone halfway through our quote wet season with way under our needed amount of water. We're in trouble.
We are. We're in trouble. And, it's going to be worse. So we're going to talk about that, at some point. We're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we've got Terry Raposa will be our guest. He wants to talk about State of Jefferson and many other things. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The first day of winter weather bringing a wild mix of conditions across a large part of the country over the weekend. Ice and high winds in the Great Lakes in New England and Grand Rapids, Michigan. People working to scrape the ice off their windshield just so they could get out and about. Store owner Michael Phillips says people seem to be coping with the loss of electricity.
I haven't seen a massive rush on ice like I frequently do when the power goes out. So I think everyone's hanging in there and they're probably, you know, putting their food and stuff outside.
There have been a number of travel delays. More tragically, at least 6 deaths now blamed on the storm, including 5 people killed in flooding in Kentucky and a woman who died after a tornado struck in Arkansas. Also at SRNews.com, the U.S. is the most inviting target for hackers hunting credit card information to steal, according to the experts. But Jason Oxman, chief executive of the Electronic Transactions Association, has some good news for the some 40 million people who had their credit card data swiped shortly after Thanksgiving at Target stores.
Your financial institution is going to protect you against any liability. You'll have no liability, and they will replace your card for free.
Also at SRNews.com, a lot of people buying their first health care policies under Obamacare could be in for major sticker shock the first time they go to use that coverage, as Wally Hines explains.
That's because many are opting for the cheapest coverage they can get. Experts in the health industry are becoming increasingly concerned that many of these first-time buyers will be in for a shock when they get medical care next year and discover they are on the hook for most of the initial cost. Counselors who've been helping people choose policies say many are focused only on the upfront cost and may be caught off guard when they find out just how high their deductibles are. Wally Hines, SRN News.
On Wall Street, the Dow's thriving up about 70 points right now, and this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
GEICO has various discounts to help you save even more money on your car insurance. Good driver, multi-car, even a discount for being a good student, which is an incentive for your teenagers to get good grades. And if they get good grades, they might get a good job and possibly become rich. Then they could pay for your car insurance. What a brilliant idea.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tens of thousands of tourists and Christian pilgrims have packed the West Bank down to Bethlehem so they can take part in Christmas Eve celebrations this week and bringing a warm holiday cheer to the sometimes troubled traditional birthplace of Christ. Jerusalem resident Ivan Tartuski says he's buying Christmas decorations in Jerusalem's old city.
That's the one shop we have to buy things for Christmas and for New Year. So I come to buy for my children to make them a nice holiday.
With turnout at its highest in more than a decade, some Palestinian officials are trying to pray that the celebrations will give them a political advantage as well. A federal judge in Utah today will hear a request from the state to block same-sex weddings. Homosexual weddings have been taking place since Friday. That's when the state's ban was overturned by a federal judge who ruled Utah's law violates homosexual and lesbian couples' rights under the 14th Amendment. But lawyers for the state want that ruling put on hold as they appeal. This is SRN News. Apple says it has reached a deal to bring the iPhone to China Mobile, the world's biggest phone carrier.
The deal ends a lengthy courtship and could boost the sales of iPhones in China. The iPhone, once hugely popular in China, has been eclipsed by the rise of lower-priced rival smartphones from Samsung and Chinese companies. The iPhone 5S and 5C will go on sale in Apple stores and China Mobile stores beginning Friday, January 17th. China Mobile customers can register for phones starting Wednesday, December 25th.
That's SRN's Ken Lorman reporting. Reporting the average price for a gallon of gasoline down about 2 pennies over the past 2 weeks, but prices could begin to rise again soon, according to fuel price analyst Toby Lundberg, who says Oklahoma is enjoying the lowest price right now.
Right now in the lower 48, our city panel shows Long Island is the high at 362 for regular, and Tulsa is the low average at 284.
Now to Wall Street, the Dow up 75 points. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. Good morning. We try to talk about the things you're thinking about, things you've seen, things you've read.
The issues you care about.
The issues you care about. The water cooler stuff. Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com with our chat pack in there. And I tell you what, let's start off with our friends at our Wells Fargo advisors with our Market Minute, Chris Lasondak. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets are in positive territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 75 points at 16,296. The S&P 500 adding 9 points at 1827, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 34 points at 4139. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 162 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $16.92 at $565.94, Microsoft down 15 cents at $36.65, while Facebook's up $2.48 at $57.60. Of local interest, PG&E up 49 cents at $41.05, Tri-Counties Bank up 31 cents at $28.27, Harley-Davidson up 42 cents at $68.47, and Smith & Wesson Holding Company up 36 cents at $13.30. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.9%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.39. Oil's down 48 cents a barrel at 98.84. And precious metals are mixed with gold up, down $2.24 at $1,200.40. Silver's up a dime at 1947. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. They're out there early. They can tell you exactly what's happening minute by minute in Wall Street. Give them a call at 243-7561 or just stop by. Their office is on Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. Wells Fargo advisors. What's the weather look like today, Bob, or at least for the whole week? This is just incredible.
Highly unseasonable.
You know, I'm wearing long sleeves and it's too warm in here.
Worried about if the AC is running. Mostly sunny. The high today will be near 68 degrees and partly cloudy tonight, a low around 43. Tuesday will be a high of 72. Christmas Day, a little behind myself there. Partly sunny, a high just above 70 degrees. And right now in Reading, it is still holding at 39 degrees. The report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends.
You know, it's really just hard to believe that it's 39 and it's going to be up in the 70s today. And at Christmas, it's going to be like that. And there's no change for this in the near future, is there?
Nope.
What about next week?
Nothing. January is shaping up to be another dry one. Like I said before the break, we are halfway through our recharge system and no real rain coming down. And water managers and, of course, fire managers are really starting to get a little worried.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and our guest is on the line, and we'll be getting right back to him in just a minute, Terry Raposa, and he's going to be talking about, he is fully engaged in the state of Jefferson. He's fully engaged in a number of things that are impacting on, Northern California here. And he's got a lot of facts we're going to be talking about. And, you know, Terry is a, what can I say? He's an activist. And in the sense, and a not a community organizer, but he is for sure an activist when it
he
comes
is
to this. In a, well, articulate, yes, but an activist also. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermuda Registry.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 8:12 in the morning. Well, make that 8:13 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Orchard Nutrition. Not only do they have an in-store deli, which is just, by the way, outstanding, they have the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the North State. That's right, in the North State. And we're talking organic foods, raw foods, bulk foods. They've got it. They are the North State's nutrition experts. Amazing foods for life. Gluten-free. Vicky that started that, and it's sweeping all through California. Amazing foods for life. Gluten-free. You can just fix those muffins and those buns for your children or your family. And it is a gluten-free atmosphere that they make it in their factory. It's been, it's very few of those have actually been awarded that type of license. Anyway, Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street. It's back there in the Cypress Square shopping center. Give them a call, 244-9141. Our friends at Orchard Nutrition. All right. Terry Raposa. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Bob. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas. Boy, they've got all types of people rolling in here now. What'd you do? Tell your friends? All two of them? They're on. Rally Sally's on there, so.
Is she? Okay.
Okay. Yeah, now, let me.
I really liked your little excerpt on Duck Dynasty. I thought your position was great, and that was a nice little section you had there. I think you hit the nail on the head with that one.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing is that, what he says, it doesn't mean you have to agree with everything everybody says, but you also give the person a right to say it without going after them. And, he's basing this, this man's been around. I mean, his life is no secret, but this is what he believes. And if he believes that, then if you don't like what he says, you don't buy his products, you don't listen, watch the show or anything. But instead, we're going after the person and the message, and it ties right into the attack on Christmas and Christians and all these other things. Anyway, well, thank you, Terry. I appreciate that. I believe it. So, now, let's talk about Terry. Terry, you know what? You've called into our show many times. A lot of people, but they don't know who you are. And today we're going to have you on for an hour. And there's a lot of things we need to talk about. Let's talk about you for a minute.
Well, let's see.
Businessman, all this, yeah.
I was born in Palo Alto, at the Palo Alto Hospital, because I wanted to be with my mother.
Okay, let's skip over the next 20.
Okay, and then... basically I started out as a child, but, I had my own business. I, was a booster club president at Liberty Christian Schools. I've worked with, Support Rural America, which is, the sheriffs in 9 counties. My wife and I have worked with the Integrity Project. We were working on that while that was going, and also the Voter Integrity Project. Started my own business in 1986. You can remember back when convenience stores were gas stations. Well, I was one of those guys that got an idea to put a bunch of stuff in there so that folks could get cameras and workers could get gloves and people could buy sunglasses and all that sort of stuff. So I had a wholesale business, which I still operate today in a smaller fashion. We also worked with the Liberty Group, which is Ramona Morrison, on land rights. That involves several different states, father of 5 and grandfather of 3.
Okay, and now I know that you're really involved in your latest endeavor, but not your last, but probably not your only endeavor, but the state of Jefferson.
Well, yeah, in the state of Jefferson, it's do you want me to give you a little quick background on that, and maybe take away some of the misnomers before we start?
Sure.
I think probably the best way to do that would be to go to October the 22nd of 2013 when I had a conversation with Jim Nielsen. It sort of sums everything up. At that time, we had 2 counties that had signed a declaration to withdraw from the state of California. I was going to speak at a town hall in Oroville, and I called Jim ahead of time to get some information from him. And I want to preface this by saying I think Jim Nielsen is a great guy. I think he works for the people. I have a lot of respect for him and consider him a friend. When I called him, I asked him a couple of questions. First one being, I asked him, I said, Jim, you spoke to the Tea Party back in 2011. When you came, you were with another young man, an assemblyman. He said, yeah, that was Brian Jones of San Diego. I said, well, basically, at that time, you were concerned about the debt. And I know you guys were just pretty flabbergasted on how much it was. And at that time, it was around $90 billion. Jim said, yeah, that it was a lot. And I said, and you said you thought it also could be as much as $150 billion. And Jim said, yeah, it's pretty bad. I said, well, what do you think it is today? It's October the 22nd, 2013. What do you think it is today? He said, I don't know, maybe $200 billion. I said, no, as of today, it's $418,793,982,147. Well, I got some silence on the other end of the phone. I said, did you know that? And he said, no. I said, so California's in the tank there. He said, well, I know. We're trying to get some things turned around, but it's very difficult because we can't get people to work with us. I said, that's because we're underrepresented. You know we're going to be talking about the state of Jefferson, and I don't see another way. But one thing I do ask people when I go and speak to them, and that's one simple question. and I've talked to about 1,200 people, and I had up to about that point. I said, basically, the one question I ask is, can anybody in the room, and there's been people in the rooms that have been from city councils, board of supervisors, Republican central committees, Democrat committees, elected officials of all kinds. I asked the one simple question, can you name one law that's being passed out of the 10 a day in the state of California that do not make the law-abiding citizen a criminal? Well, Jim was quiet. I said, that's the same reaction I get from everyone I talk to, because every law that's being passed just puts more restrictions on our constitutional rights. I said, so if there's anything that you've got, I'm in. Doesn't have to be the state of Jefferson, but we see debt in California. We see debt in the nation. We see a position of law-abiding citizens having more and more and more of their liberties being taken away. I just don't see any other thing. So basically, Jim pretty much agreed with that, that there really isn't a lot more we can do other than try to separate to get ourselves in a position to where we have representation, to where our voice can count, whether it be a vote, whether it be what we believe, whether it be what rights we're going to have, what regulations are passed. And so with that, what I'd like to do today is just answer your questions and Bob's questions and anybody who calls in, because basically we all have a dog in the hunt. And what we want to know is how all this affects us. Every single thing that's happened so far that's been put on the people of California, every regulation, a lot of this can be changed by the state of Jefferson. And one other thing to remember, too, and that is they were only 90 days old. We already have, I don't know how many polls, and if you want to talk about those, I have statistics on that.
Well, I want to talk about that, Terry, but I also want to talk about, there's somebody that just rolled in on this, some billionaire, if I understand right, that is all for this.
Well, that's Tim Draper.
Right, but we need to take a break first. We need to take a break, and then we'll come on back, because it's getting impetus from different directions here. And plus another one, point that I talked about a few weeks ago about, there already are two Californias, unfortunately. The very wealthy one along the coast and the rest of us. But we'll get right back to that. Our guest, Terry Raposa, we're talking state of Jefferson. And if you have questions from somebody that's been active in this since the very beginning, the last push has been over the last 90 days, the first time they met to, split the state was going to be December 7th, 1941, if I remember right. And then something else happened that day that kind of ended that. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wind River Resort and Casino is the best place to bring in 2014. Dine in Elements and enjoy a delicious steak and lobster dinner only $39.95, plus $10 free slot play. Reservation suggested. Or purchase your New Year's Eve bash tickets a night in Paris. This party kicks off Tuesday, December 31st at 7:30, featuring the Basics performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, and a room at our very own Wind River Resort and Casino. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at windriver.com or at the River Club. Elements will be open at 2 a.m. for a New Year breakfast buffet for $9.95. For all the details on Wind River Resort and Casino's signature New Year's Eve bash, a night in Paris, log on to windriver.com.
Plus, we offer our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. It just got better on the river.
Bastiani Arms would like to say thank you to our military, local law enforcement agencies, and fire departments. Bastiani Arms is excited to expand even more in the firearms business. Come talk to your locally owned and operated firearms specialist. Bastiani Arms has two full-time gunsmiths offering full services. Bastiani Arms has Ruger 10/22s back in stock and Crimson Trace laser grips for an assortment of models. They're 10% off. All scopes are 10% off. A great assortment of ammo, too. 9mm, 40 S&W, 45 ACP, and more. Also a great selection of fully built custom AR receivers. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms. Remember, December 13th is your last day you can purchase a firearm and be able to pick it up before Christmas. Come talk to your locally owned and operated firearms specialist. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Streets in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot. Good morning. It is about 40 degrees out there. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and the chat room is very full right now. A Bastiani Arms, by the way, does have a lot of weapons on sale. They have a lot of ammo down there. They've got 22 long rifle, which is hard to find. So head on down there to Larkspur Lane and see what they've got. I was just down there over late last week, and they have a variety of pistols and rifles for sale that are in there. The lower receivers are in there, and of course ammo. Our guest is Terry Raposa, and Terry, good morning. We have people on the line. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Kayla. I met you. Oh gosh, back at the IGO during the Veterans Day ceremony, I believe.
Yep.
And you have a beautiful little family there.
Thank you.
Kayla and Terry, you know Kayla.
I know her very well.
Okay. So, Kayla, what's your comments on this, the state of Jefferson?
I think my comments most often is when I call around to businesses in the area and to locals here in Jefferson County and even around the North State, is that a lot of people say, well, it's too hard, it'll never happen, or they have kind of this defeatist mentality of, well, it's never happened, it's not going to happen. And it's really disheartening, especially around the holidays, because the majority of businesses that I've been able to talk to in the area and people that I've been able to talk to say that this would solve a lot of our problems, this is what we need, and this is the best thing that can happen to the North State. And then the next breath they go, but it'll never happen, so why try? And how, Terry, would you respond to people who are thinking that direction, basically?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, since when is something that's been hard, if it's the right thing, been something the American people don't do? I mean, after all, it is the hard that makes it great, number one. Number two, it's totally possible and totally feasible. California isn't the only state with this particular situation. We've got Colorado, Missouri, Maryland, and Mark Baird is in communication with the leaders in those states just about every other day. One other thing, too, I want to bring up, and I want to bring this up about Kayla, because she's a prime example. Kayla, Robert Smith, Richard Achoya are the Declaration Committee for the State of Jefferson for Shasta County. Robert's 35, Richard's 27, and a veteran, two tours in Afghanistan. And Kayla's 23. Now, the thing that's interesting about this is a lot of people say, well, where are the young people in all this? Where are the young people in politics? The young people are so much into the State of Jefferson that they're almost the predominant group. It's amazing. The first rally we ever did was in Wairika. We had 400 people. That was put on by a 23-year-old woman named Elizabeth Bradley. There were seven speakers. The front end was John Lopey, their sheriff up there, a great sheriff. The back end was Mark Baird, the spokesman for the State of Jefferson. And in between, there were five speakers, all 25 years of age or younger. Young people are very much engaged in this, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that they can't find work in Northern California. Kayla being a prime situation of that, graduates high school at 16, graduates college at 20 from Chico State, cannot find a job in either Shasta County or Butte County, so she has to go to Moscow, Russia to speak English. And I'm going to bring something else up about the economy. This is a study that was done using the following sources: the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, California Legislative Analysis Office, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the California Finance Statistical Abstracts. Those four bureaus were the people that we went ahead and got this study from. Only 28% of our economy is left in the 11 counties up in Northern California. We've lost 72% of our economy since 1994. And that's because of regulation, overreach, and non-representation.
Okay, when we talk about the economy, we're losing, and I know that we've lost. So that would be your lumber, agriculture, what else?
Mining.
Mining.
And that would also be every business that's associated with it, too.
And all the, yeah, and all the trickle down from that. So if you've got a lumber company, that also means you've got people that are hauling the lumber, the people that are cutting the lumber, the people that are selling the lumber, and
also the people who insure the vehicles, the people who put new tires on it. And then where those people spend their money, all those businesses are no longer receiving that as well. So it affects everybody. And a lot of people don't realize that.
Well, I think that the fact is that 72%, I've lost 72% of our economy up here is a huge thing. And the fact that our unemployment, even though that we know that's not true, is I think it's like 12, is it 10% here or 12%, which is really probably closer to 25% when we look at it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you stop and you look at all the different incredible things that California is passing, it's like this new Bay Delta bill they want to pass. It's a 9,000-page deal in that, 25,000-page impact report. And the first remark by the president of Bay Delta was the first thing he wants to do is supply water to the Southern California exporters. It's going to take 25% of our water, and it's going to cost $11 billion. That's the newest thing coming up on us right here. I mean, I don't know how much more they think that the resources of this area of the state can be drained. But we just talked about a drought. You and Bob talked about how
difficult it is. It's going to be worse this year.
Insane, the laws that they're passing.
Well, okay. No, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, you know, and then because of that, then they get into our personal lives on what we can do, what we can buy, what we can put in, and all this. And then when for people to say, oh, it's just a suggestion. Well, it's not a suggestion. It's a law. And once it's a law, that means it can be enforced. And so how do you enforce it? You have to come in and look at your house. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Terry Raposa is our guest. Kayla, thanks a lot for the phone call. We want to open up that line for next person that wants to call in and ask Terry a question or has a comment. We'll be right back after these messages.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherish and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
What would you do with an extra $500 during the holidays? At North Valley Bank, we'd like to help you find out. Simply enter our Win Big Holiday Debit Card Contest for your chance to win $500. That's right. Each time you make a purchase with your North Valley Bank debit card this season, you're automatically entered to win $500. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photos of our winners on our website at novb.com. Start shopping now with your North Valley Bank debit card, and you might win big this holiday season. Debit cards are safe and easy to use, so make ours your card of choice. North Valley Bank, member FDIC. No purchase or account necessary. See official contest rules on novb.com for more details on how to enter. Must be at least 18 to enter. Contest ends January 5th, 2014.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's taking care of the plumbing today. I don't know whether this one spot we have, it just is a, one spot, just a little leak there, but it's, they fix it and then it leaks from someplace else, but it's always in that one spot.
It's like a cartoon.
It is. And you fix it and then, but see if it comes back within 90 days because we have this home insurance thing that they come back and fix it for free. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest, Terry Raposa, and we're talking State of Jefferson, and there is a lot of commenting going on in the chat room. One of the comments saying is that this is a big expenditure of time that it could be used for working within the system and not trying to break a state away. And I know you've heard that before.
Yeah, well, I think the main thing is that we have to do is we have to understand representation. In California, we actually have one senator per every 450,000 people. Or excuse me, 950,000 people. That's one senator per 950,000 people. One assemblyman per 450,000 people. We have 40 senators and 80 assemblymen. The thing we have to look at, and I'm going to try to do this as succinctly and briefly as I can, is in 1964, there was a court case, Reynolds versus Sims. What basically happened in that case is that we were moved off the federal model as far as our county and our local, our state governments goes. What that means is the federal model is you would have a senator per county in the state. You would have an assembly based upon population, sort of a great compromise. Okay, up until 1964, that was the pattern. We had equal representation. But because of this particular court case, what happened is that Chief Justice Warren said that rocks don't vote. Basically, it's going to be one man, one vote. Well, what happened there, the biggest ramification to us, for example, is we have one senator that represents 11 counties where Los Angeles County alone has 24 assemblymen and 11 senators. How in the world do you ever get equal representation? So that's a law that basically goes against the grain, goes against the Constitution, and without getting too technical, that is what's happening here. We don't have representation. We just don't have it. Look at the gender law.
Hey, Terry, what if they change that back? What if they change it back?
Well, that would be an interesting dynamic, wouldn't it? It would change in all the states. If they did change it back, then that would create a situation to where we could have equal representation. There is still the other thing, and that is that the needs of the North State and the rural areas are much different than the needs in the city areas.
And that's true. And
the state is much too big. There's too much of a dynamic. Southern California has some needs and some things they have to take care of that should never affect us. We have some things and needs that we need to take care of that should never affect them.
Things like that we've talked about before that, you know, when we start talking about emissions, when we start talking about the septic tanks and all these things that does affect Southern California but doesn't affect us. It seems like it's one size fits all, and that's not true.
Well, that's the whole point. And one other thing, quick thing I'd like to say about what's happened as far as the press goes, what amazes me is people from CBS come here to speak to us across the nation and to Colorado. We've had the Los Angeles Times. Kayla has been interviewed by the Los Angeles Times. We've had the Sacramento Bee. Fox News came up and interviewed all of us. It's on and on and on and on. Fox and Friends. I mean, it's amazing. We've been engaged for 90 days. Yet the Record Searchlight will not publish any of Mark Baird's letters. They won't publish anything he does. Kayla Brown has had the same problem. So I'm trying to figure out what the deal is here, right in River City, where we can't even respond to anything. And again, our spokesman can't even get a letter to the editor in. They won't publish it.
The epicenter of the state of Jefferson is right here.
And you're saying you can't get a letter to the editor published?
No, he has not had anything. No, he's not. I don't know why. He does get responses back from Bruce Ross, but they won't publish anything. The other thing is, too, is by their own poll, the Record Searchlight did a simple yes, no, and I don't know poll about the state of Jefferson. Would you prefer the state of Jefferson? Yes. If not, no. If you're undecided, let us know. It was 66% for, 22% no, and 12% undecided.
Well, you know what? They did publish something about the state of Jefferson. That was a statewide poll, and it was 25% were for the state. Yeah, we're for, but you know that. And you're right, though. They did have that their own poll, which showed
well, the
that
interesting thing is
the vast majority
let's really
wanted
put
it.
That poll in the South in perspective. It was done down in Southern California, number one. Number two, 28% of the people were for it. Let's really look at reality here. We've been engaged in this thing for 90 days. I got a phone call from Mark Baird on September the 3rd, 2013, and his comment to me was, hey, Ter, if we don't get this, we don't get Siskiyou County tomorrow, we're dead in the water. September 4th, it went 4-1. 20 days later, Modoc County went 4-0. There are five other counties engaged at this point that want to sign declarations and want to be involved in this situation. We're only 90 days old. We should still be in diapers. And yet, we've got a poll going on in Los Angeles where 28% of the people are already engaged with us. Heck, give us another 90 days. Let's see where that poll is then.
Okay. See, I'm just reading all the comments in here too about the different our different assemblymen, congressman LaMoffa has a resident of the state of Jefferson license plate holder on his car. Is that true?
Yeah, he does. He also spoke at a town hall in Oroville, very much for this. And if I may, I'd like to. We did have him at the Tea Party last Monday night, and one of the things that was really eye-opening, and I don't know if you caught this or not, but Paul Ryan was on Fox News. And we start looking at what's happening, which California is a microcosm of, or maybe the tip of the spear of, and that's the debt. We all know that it's $17 trillion plus. But when Paul Ryan, wide-eyed, and I don't know if you could say shaken, but visibly concerned, said that the debt of the United States may be as much as $90 trillion. So if you take $17 trillion that we're being told, and you look at $90 trillion, which could be it, look at California. We're $420 billion in debt. We could be as much as $1.5 trillion in debt. So it's not a matter of whether or not the state of Jefferson can succeed. It's a matter of whether or not the state of California we'll be able to stay above water.
Okay, hang on for a second.
Terry, quick question here. Have you, former assemblyman and head of the California Broadcasters Association, Stan Statham, a longtime proponent of the state of Jefferson, have you been in touch with him, and how's that been going along?
Absolutely, yes. And he was with us in Tehama County when we had a vote at Tehama County that was in favor of putting the separation from the state of California on the ballot for the people, which, by the way, in 1992, 75% of Tehama County voted for separation of the state of California, and 27 counties out of 31 also voted for that in 1992, and the average margin was 60%. But getting back to Stan, yeah, and we've had numerous talks. We've talked about a lot of different things, and he's been an ally. So, yes.
Okay. Good. All right. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Terry Raposo, and we've been discussing in the chat room. It's going wild here. The state of Jefferson, the epicenter of the state of Jefferson, I guess you could say, is right here in Shasta County, though it's spreading everywhere. And that the idea of states representing their people, and because they're not representing their people, is taking hold in several other states throughout the United States. Also, we'll be right back after these messages.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. You know, it's going to hit. And when it hits, it's still getting down to 39 at night. You still need to have that heating system working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air is there for you, Martin and his people. And the professionalism they bring to their service is just second to none. Alliance Heating and Air, serving you at just the right temperature. Give them a call at 221-2642. 221-2642 or check out homecomfort.org. I can't say enough about them. Alliance Heating and Air. Terry Poza is our guest today, and we've been talking State of Jefferson and feeling the chat pack has been full with all different types of comments. Terry, there's been somebody else has just rolled in on this in the last week, and you sent me some information, and I think I saw it someplace else too. A billionaire out of Southern California wants to break the state of California into six states.
Actually, he's out of the Bay Area, and his name is Tim Draper.
Okay.
And he had made a couple of comments. Kayla was kind of cute. She sent me an email on this. He had made a comment that the smallest state was 250,000 people and that particular state had the same Senate representation as the state of California. Well, actually, she pointed out, as only Kayla can, that Wyoming is the smallest state with 575,000. The other thing is that I think that some of the counties that he's proposing to go in these particular sections of the state may not want to go with these other counties. However, I think that it's interesting that he got himself engaged in it. I have in front of me right here his phone number, his extension, and everything else, so we'll be talking to him. But, you know, one thing I'd like to bring up, and that is the possibilities of this beautiful area and what we could have as far as business, tourism, I mean, the natural resources, all the different things that we could do in the North State that would just establish an economy that would be fantastic, how we could go ahead and we could have our own situation with CARB, how we, unlike the state of California and unlike some of the counties at this point, take grant money that have strings attached that don't do anything. I think that you had Larry Leese and Kurt Starman on, and they were talking about the money we're going to get in grants. I don't really remember how much it was, but one was like for a path, and one was for a bridge, and you made a great comment, Carl, and that was, you know, the guy's probably wondering, what about the pothole that's out in front of his house in the street that's 12 feet deep?
Yeah.
What about fixing stuff like that? Well, no,
we don't have money for,
and we need bridges.
Well, we don't have that because it's, you know, all that. You're right. It does. It's got strings attached to it. It's like any type of grant. Let me ask this one is, you know, a lot of people, and this is what I find amusing is that, oh, look, we have no economy. We have highest unemployment. We have blah, 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 blah. Oh, we'd just be a failure. But people seem to forget is that if something like this happened, it would be over a period of years and that there would be a time to, that a lot of transfers would happen, that, you know, things would have to be established. It wouldn't be like, okay, tomorrow the state of Jefferson stands up. And that this is, I think there's be a constitution would be in there, the whole shooting match, which then would cause, you know, people would take a look at it and say, well, you know what? We could live there. We could make a living there. We could, you know, have a beautiful area of the country to live in. And without the, without everything that goes along with it, as we have in the state of California.
Well, stop and think about that. Why did you move here? You know, why did I move here? It was because of opportunity. My wife and I moved here in 1976, and it was because of opportunity. We didn't have all the insane state regulations, all the laws that were being passed by the state of California. These are all issues we wouldn't have to deal with. We would have basically people flocking here, basically for the environment, for everything we have up here, the natural resources. It's great for business. Look at we have Highway 5 going north and south. I mean, it would be absolutely fantastic, the things we could do. We could go ahead in our Constitution. What would our sales tax be? It could be a lot lower. What about corporate taxes? Maybe for new corporations bringing in good business, maybe no corporate taxes for 2 years. I mean, there's a myriad of things that we could do, and you're right about the Constitution. You're absolutely right.
You know, a lot of people
establish that, yeah. And we will.
Well, the thing is that, you know, when the in Africa, when what happened was is people weren't, and I'm not trying to compare Northern California with that, but it's the same kind of thing is that when the colonizer and countries left, they just left them there without anything. Here in Northern California, I don't see that, you know, I see a transition, an orderly transition between one state to breaking into two states. And if that's the case, then, it would be, you know, cause you've still got to have things like, you know, you have the, what about the highway patrol live up here? Would they move down south or would they take a new job up here? What about retirement systems? What about all these things? It's stuff that has to be worked out. It's not easy. It's not easy, but it doesn't mean just because it's not easy, we don't do it. If we did things that were just easy, we'd still have British accents. We wouldn't have men on the moon. We would have done none of these things. We can't not do something because it's hard.
Yeah, you're right. But the whole thing is that, yes, every one of those questions, and honestly, if we have 5 hours, we could go into that.
Yeah, but we don't.
And you're absolutely correct. We could, every single problem, every single thing that would need to be done could be done very easily.
Yeah, I believe that.
Not easily in the way that it wouldn't be hard, but easy in the way that it could be comprehensible. It could be simplified in a lot of cases. We don't need 570 agencies. We'd probably get by with 200.
If that. Already you've got a number that scares me. 200. All right. Hey, look, we gotta take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As the holidays approach, it's vitally important for you to analyze your firearm storage plan to accommodate for out-of-town guests. Many of your friends and families are not authorized access to your firearms, and steps need to be taken to secure them while they are visiting. For solutions to this and any other questions regarding CCW classes, ladies-only CCW, basic firearm safety, or our brand-new Renewal on the Range program, contact me, Ted Leidy, at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate.
Bistar Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Bistar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at FiveStarBank.com. Bistar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, good morning.
My vote for the official state song.
That's it. I won't back down. Official state song. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. And yes, it is not too late, my friends. Head on down to 2225 Hilltop Drive. And look at what they have. I'm telling you, I'm going down there today. Yes, that's right. It's not a total surprise, but it'll be a surprise by the time it ends. And, cause I wanted something for Linda that was special. And Four Winds Jewelry in Leonard has some of the most unique pieces of jewelry that you're gonna find. Not only that, but it's great, 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 investments there and savings. You know, you get 15% off holiday sale. You've got, estate jewelry there. You got loose stones, and they are the only watch repair service in town. They have the only watch repairman in town right there. You may go to another place, but they always end up over at Four Winds Jewelry. Give them a call at 222-2750 or just stop by 2225 Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelry.
Okay, Terry. We got about 5 minutes left. So tell us what you envision for this year.
As far as the state of Jefferson?
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen this year? Just give us a quick.
We will have more counties go on board. I think that this is probably a two-year process. I think awareness is the main thing. Again, we're 90 days old. I also believe that people are becoming more aware across the United States. You see, if we really analyze the state of Jefferson and this particular movement, this is the tip of the spear of the way most people are feeling in the United States. Whether it would be conservative, whether it be independents, Democrats, Republicans, this whole thing crosses party lines because everyone wants fiscal responsibility from their government. We don't have that. Everybody wants limited government. We don't want the government in every part of our lives. Everyone wants that. Everyone wants their constitutional rights. So really, when you start taking all the other stuff out of the equation, what the state of Jefferson is the tip of the iceberg. It's a movement that's happening in Maryland. It's a movement that's happening in Colorado. It's a movement that's happening in Missouri. It's a movement that's starting to happen in Pennsylvania. It's not just the state of California. And 90 days old, it's amazing how we're getting attention from all across the United States.
Well, I think people, it's because
newspaper won't even give us the time of day to let us talk.
Well, you know, they ought to do like an in-depth story in this and interview some of the people that are involved in this and why they are. You know, one of the things Bruce Ross said, you know, of course, it's a spinning of the wheels, but the one thing he did say that is absolutely true is the fact is, why are so many people so involved in this? And it's because you don't feel represented here. And that, unless that changes, this is the next logical step. I mean, anytime we vote and this, you know, and even the Electoral College, which is kind of one that offends me a lot too, is that if 49% of the state votes one way, it's winner take all instead of our votes counting on the Electoral College. And that's very offensive to me also, is that, that can happen. And the sense that we as our representatives can't even get a bill out of a committee unless the Democrats agree to do it. Is also, to me, is reprehensible because we can't even get a bill out on the floor to even have it voted on. And, you know, these are things that have to change. And if they don't change, then the next step is that we have to take matters in our own hands and try to get them changed. Of course, you know, legally and nonviolently.
Well, yeah, the thing is too, is I want to take one misnomer out. I've done this everywhere
okay.
I've been.
We've 2 minutes.
All done this
2 minutes.
Everywhere we've been. Oregon is not involved in this. The counties in Oregon cannot withdraw from the state of California. They're in Oregon.
Yeah.
Everything I read, everything I see includes Oregon in this. So, Joe, Bruce, Silas, Oregon is not involved in this. And no, it's not the same as 1941. Highway 5 wasn't even there in 1941. We have technology. We have millions of people that are starting to get engaged in this thing. I would say it's going to be incredible what's going to happen and how this is going to be the tip of the spear over the next 2 years for the United States. We can't keep going on the Titanic. We can't keep going down the same road. The state of Jefferson could be a beam and shining light for everybody in the United States.
Okay. All right. Terry, thanks a lot for coming on today.
Thanks, Carl. Wish a Merry Christmas to Linda, and thanks for what you guys do for the community, buddy.
Well, you know, we're going to get Kayla on here because I talked to Kayla, and she's another great spokesman for the state of Jefferson here. Hey, what's happening tonight, real quick?
Tonight we're going to have just a short video on John Adams and the real true story of the Boston Massacre, which will be interesting, and we'll break up into our smaller groups, and that'll be at 2570 Bonnie View Road at Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Well, Merry Christmas. And
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Tell everybody Merry Christmas for us. And Rally Sally, Merry Christmas to her. And everybody that's in our chat room today, great chat room, a lot of good comments. And we'll be back tomorrow. And we have, of course, on Christmas Eve. Remember then, you only got 2 days of shopping
Christmas
before.
Eve today.
Yes, Christmas Eve and, Eve today.
A memorial to John Pierre, my father, who passed on this day 1 year ago.
All right. Okay. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys out there. Which are you?
My ground won't be turned around.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's another deadline day for Obamacare, the last day to sign up if you want your health coverage to take effect with the new year and avoid a possible interruption in coverage. Just last week, the president claimed a surge in the number of people enrolling since October 1st.
More than 1 million Americans.
But some new poll numbers suggest the White House may be losing the Obamacare PR battle.
Support for the health care law overhaul has fallen to new lows. A just-released CNN ORC poll records a 5% drop in the past month. Only 35% of those polled support the health care law, while 62% oppose it. Perhaps just as troubling, the fact that support among women fell 6% in just a month while remaining unchanged among men.
SRN's Wally Hines. If you're still Christmas shopping, you're not alone. A lot of us are hitting the stores. In New York, last-minute shopper Melissa Garanti says she has a good reason for procrastinating.
I